Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The folly of man is demonstrated in numerous ways, but there is probably no greater manifestation of this foolishness than when he would presume to be able to define God's habitation or place limits upon him who rules in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. Any man who is acquainted at all with the glory which surrounds him will place his hand upon his mouth and confess that he alone dwells in the light to which no man can approach. Job was brought to this place as the Lord answered him from the whirlwind. Daniel fell upon his face in his presence, confessing his corruption. John fell at his feet as a dead man. The average person has many assumptions about what they believe God can, should, must, or must not do. Many religious experts develop great theories and philosophies to explain how that God, according to them, is limited in many ways by the very creation which sprang from his hand. They portray God as the purveyor of what they call good and the vigilant warrior against all that they would define as evil, much in the same way as the Force was set against the dark side in Star Wars. We would not presume to be able to explain anything about the true and living God, but hear him as he describes himself. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. His own words speak volumes as to who he is and what he will do, and needs no commentary from us. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. We ever stand amazed at the volumes written by religious men who desire to tell us that he didn't really mean what he said, and that we have to take man's free will into account and recognize that even God is stymied by it. We cannot debate the great learned philosophers, for we are indeed brutish in our knowledge of the Most High. Yet we have been shown enough that we must bow before him in adoring wonder, while the wise and prudent explain to us his limitations and the boundaries which he cannot cross. These wise men will seek to paint the sovereign Creator into a box of their own design and tell us that God can't hold men accountable if he predestines their actions. How foolish it is for the potsherds of the earth to presume to tell other potsherds of the earth what God can and cannot do. According to what we read in the Scripture, he quite readily directs the wills of men to perform his purpose and then sometimes destroys them for doing so. Did he not do so with Pharaoh and Judas? And could either of them have avoided his destiny? Were not those who crucified the Lord Jesus acting according to the determinate counsel of the Lord? God created men to be accountable, just as surely as he ordains every step they take, either unto life or to well-deserved death. Who is sufficient to argue against the Most High, or who would presume to correct him? One of the first revelations we have of God is when he said, I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. He forbade men to have other gods before his face, to make graven images of him, or to take his name in vain. He is jealous about his glory, which is set before men as his name is proclaimed. His name is his glory. Thus we find that he is pleased to reveal his name in this latter day, which was kept hidden from the foundation of the world. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.